Chapter 21. Aru, Aru, Aru.
Aru, 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 wailed Intuition. Aru, 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 echoed Faith. And then the two beagles shot across the grain fields like arrows fired from a bow. Aru, 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 their voices were already surprisingly distant. Aru, Aru, Aru. Now their song could barely be heard at all.
Well, young fellow,
began the mayor slowly, as though he were about to bestow great wisdom upon the lawyer.
Like you, I once was a believer in destiny. And back in those days, we didn't have the modern
conveniences. The lawyer wasn't really sure what the old man said after that. The mayor droned on and on about hard work and bad luck, while the lawyer strained to hear the beagles in the distance. The lawyer didn't want to seem unfriendly, so every once in a while he would nod his head and say, as though pondering what the old man was saying. Finally, after what seemed nearly an hour, Intuition returned and began barking frantically at him. These weren't the aroos of a chase. This was nothing less than a cacophony of barking and leaping like the one she had delivered from the end of her leash when he had fought with fear in the forest of confusion. There was only one thing that it could mean. The lawyer leapt to his feet as the mayor concluded.
And that was when we lost hope.
Beaming a great smile at the dignified old gent, the lawyer screamed in anguished delight.
You should have had a beagle.
Then he began running as hard as he could, following Intuition as she scampered back toward the purple mountains. They were barely halfway there when the lawyer heard the voices of the twins not far ahead. Aru, aru, they sang triumphantly. Aru, 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 answered their mother. Aru, shouted the lawyer, laughing. The four collided in a furry ball of hugs and sweat and laughter and tears and dog breath, and they rolled ridiculously together on the ground. Finally, exhausted, they collapsed in the field and lay snuggled happily together. That night the lawyer dreamed great and colourful dreams with three smelly dogs amidst the amber waves of grain.